Can you replace what's missing? So if you buy something that has a lot of parts or pieces, like an electronic or toy set that has a lot of pieces and et cetera, make sure to check every box, basically boxed items too, especially check every boxed item or set to make sure that everything's there. You know, or in other words, don't buy jigsaw puzzles that are used. And basically compare the contents you find inside the box to the list on the box, the list of all the parts or et cetera. Sometimes I would buy something that is like a piece of furniture maybe that was a salvage. A lot of times like stores like Target or, you know, Walmart, when they have salvage items or things that they don't want for very small defects, like if the box, the cardboard box had like a cut in it or stuff like that, they donate these items to thrift stores like Goodwill or Salvation Army and et cetera. So a lot of times these items straight from, these retail stores are good and there's just like a small flaw with them. But I've also noticed that a lot of times there may be, you know, like missing parts or missing pieces, because you can clearly see when you grab the instructions on it that a certain part is just missing. And in that case, you don't want to buy it, obviously, unless you can easily replace it and it's going to be worth it, but you want to pass on it. Another example is I bought a weight set one time from a thrift store. It was a barbell weight set, but the barbell, it was three pieces that you put together and you screw them together, making one giant barbell. So it was boxed and it was taped. So me not having checked inside, I just decided to buy it. When I took it home, it was missing one of the sections. So meaning there's three pieces to this barbell and it was missing one side. So it was basically useless, without that other side of the barbell. So that's another thing to really, just always keep in mind. Look for missing parts or pieces and et cetera. And also ask yourself, can you easily buy what's needed? You know, like if it's a missing part, can you easily buy it? Or if it's a screw that you need, can you easily just stop on your way home to at a hardware store and replace it? Because there's tons of deals, like tons of things like that too, where you can easily replace what's needed and then successfully flip it and make a profit. Okay. But in any case, always keep your receipts just in case. For example, that barbell set, what I should have done was returned it at that point, but unfortunately that specific thrift store I got it from did not allow returns, so I was kind of stuck with it. It wasn't that big of an investment. I think it was like $12 I spent on it. But anyway, keep your receipts. Another thing is, like I said, open anything that's not factory sealed and inspect each item inside. Try and get into the habit of that when it comes to items you might find at like a thrift store with a lot of parts, or like a coffee machine or a Keurig, or you know, like a ninja blending system. I'm just trying to go across the board with as many different items as possible I can think of with parts to it. And, that especially plays a role in, like, if you're selling on eBay, even Craigslist. But I mean, your reputation is built on your honesty and your attention to quality. So you can't be just selling items to people with like missing parts, or, you know, you don't want to be that guy who is selling things with missing parts and lying about them. Another example, you know, a TV, like if you come across, you know, TV set, look for the power cord, just quickly plug it in, make sure it works. Look for things like dead pixels or things like that. And ultimately, to finish this section off, if the item's incomplete but sought after, consider selling it for spare parts or selling the expensive components. You'll notice a lot of times for certain items, you can still buy them and sell it for parts or sell specific parts of it. So keep that in mind. I guess an example would be, let's say you come across like a laptop or a computer that, you know, the whole laptop is dead. I mean, the laptop will not power on. It's broken. But let's say it had some kind of expensive component in it, like a expensive giant solid state hard drive in it. Solid state hard drives are really expensive. And you can easily flip them. There's people always looking for them because they're really durable. Versus regular hard drives, they have, the chances of them failing are much higher. But they're also cheaper and you get more space, but they're not as reliable. So solid state hard drives, On the other hand, they're much more expensive. You're paying more for less space, but they are pretty much, you know, super reliable. They will, like, you know, practically not fail on you at all. So in that case, let's say you come across a laptop at a thrift store, and let's say it doesn't turn on. Maybe you want to look for parts. You know, if you notice that it has a solid state hard drive and the laptop is only, you know, $10, but it's like sold as is and broken, maybe that solid state hard drive is worth $80 and you can flip it and sell it for $80, you know, so keep that in mind. And there's so many different items, you can do that with. So, you know, look for missing parts, keep your receipts, and if the item's incomplete, consider selling it for parts or selling the expensive components.